213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
Hell yeah, sur la Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio en direct avec nous depuis les États-Unis, notamment depuis du côté Dallas, notamment Chuck Green, le membre du groupe, notamment Frozen Soul ce soir. Il est là pour nous présenter l'album Crypt of Ice sur 213 Rock. Hi, Chad, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Yes, fine. I'm really good. And I'm really heavy metal tonight. I'm very fine. And it's a great pleasure to hear you tonight on the 213 Rock Show.
Yes, sir. I'm happy to be here, man.
Yes, okay. Frozen Soul donc sortira son premier album intitulé Crypt of Ice le 8 janvier prochain via le label Century Media Records, notamment. Chad, the world of death metal music will know the coldest album of its history on next January the 8th. Hey, man. What the hell? It will be very cold on January with your new album.
Hey. Yeah, man. That's the plan, dude. Keep it cold, man.
Ok, donc effectivement, le 8 janvier prochain sortira l'album, notamment du groupe Frozen Soul, le Crypt of Ice, l'album, parce que c'est très très froid. Eux, tout le sujet de l'album, c'est basé sur l'hiver. C'est un côté très froid. On va développer ça ensemble, quoi. And Chab, sometimes in life, you have to make choices. You have chosen to be in death metal band. Four bands come to my mind as a starting influences, as Unleashed, Balfour, Vider, or Obituary. That's your influence, I think.
Yeah, man. You pretty much hit the nail on the head. I mean, we love all of those bands. I would say the two out of there that probably influenced us the most are most definitely Bolt Thrower and Obituary.
Yeah.
You can also add Mortician to that list. I mean, there's quite a few, man. We draw influences from across the board. Death metal is, it's an ever-changing and growing genre.
Ok. Ouais, effectivement. Donc, pour démarrer un petit peu cette interview, pour situer un petit peu musicalement le groupe. Alors oui, j'ai cité quatre groupes qui étaient quand même, dont deux sont de majeures influences, notamment concernant le groupe. J'avais cité Unleashed, Bolt Thrower, notamment Vader et Obituary. Alors oui, lui, c'est aussi, bien évidemment, il insiste sur Bolt Thrower et Obituary qui sont vraiment les influences du groupe, notamment. Ouais, le death metal, ça, c'est quelque chose en tout cas. And, Chad, the band bases its tracks on a powerful riff and a very big bass sound on the deep and cold melodies, which diversify its approach.
Yeah, we have this philosophy in our band where we like to keep it simple, sweet. So we like to hit things heavy and on point, a lot of bass, a lot of boom. We want to move when we play it. We want it to move us. So and we can't expect it to move other people if it doesn't move us. So instead of going the crazy fast, blistering, speed, shreddy sort of deal, we decided to just hit them hard, you know, hit them slow and hard, and let the groove carry them.
Ouais, effectivement. Donc, ils ont pas voulu être super heavy, enfin super rapide, etc. Totalement dingue, non. Ils ont voulu être assez heavy, notamment, bien sûr, basé sur des riffs, etc. Ils ont une philosophie, hein, là, bien précise à eux. Il y a un gros son de basse, il y a des riffs de malade, en tout cas. Et ouais, comme je vous l'ai dit, hein, tout est basé sur le côté froid, sur la fraîcheur, en tout cas, et les mélodies, elles le sont, en tout cas. I felt an early Black Sabbath vibe on around your sound too.
Yeah, we all like Black Sabbath a lot. I mean,
early Black Sabbath, yeah.
Anytime you get any of that real slow vibe, especially in Encased in Ice, like, I think it's easy to hear Sabbath, because I think they really created that. We were going for like a depressing sort of, awakening moment when we wrote that part. So yeah, I could totally see that. I don't think we had Black Sabbath in mind when we wrote it, but I definitely can see that because I'm sure they created it.
Oui, effectivement, il y a un petit vibe comme ça, Black Sabbath. Alors oui, pas global, hein, comme il le dit, comme il le précise. Donc notamment, il y a un petit côté, bien sûr, dépression, etc. Ouais, Black Sabbath, c'est oui, effectivement, une influence importante, mais évidemment, ils vont développer leur son en tout cas. Hand of Vengeance was the first song written by the band. Everything happened so fast in the end.
I don't know, man. To me, it doesn't feel like it happened like super, super fast as far as like the overall experience of this band, because we've all been in bands before, and you know, we've gone through our trials and tribulations. So I think like it was, especially a song like Hand of Vengeance, was an accumulation of years of hurt, that led up to it. But yeah, that was technically the very first song we ever wrote. Me and Michael wrote it in his bedroom. Mm-hmm. We put it together using a combination of a little Line 6 amp and a Malfeyer. So mm-hmm. Yeah, that was it. But I, as far as like how quick things came together, I guess like, you know, if you're not in the band and haven't seen like what has led up to it, it does for sure seem like it happened rather fast, because we put the demo out in March of 2020. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, within a year and a half, like all these opportunities were coming at us through media, messaged us. You know, it does definitely seem like it happened quick, but it I would say it feels like it's been 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Ah, ok. Donc effectivement, Hand of Vengeance, it was the first song written, notamment, c'était le premier titre écrit par le groupe, notamment. Ouais, c'était il y a bien longtemps, effectivement, c'était il y a à peu près 2 ans, notamment. C'était aussi avec son guitariste qui s'appelle Michael Monday, notamment. Et en même temps, parce que ça a été très vite, hein. Ça a pris 1 an et demi à peu près pour faire l'album, signer la signature chez Century Media, qui était vraiment importante, notamment. Alors ça a vraiment ça a été rapide, oui, effectivement. Ensuite les titres sont arrivés, ils ont enregistré l'album, etc. Ouais, ça c'était super cool, quoi. And sorry, the album was recorded with the sound engineer Sled Williams, and End Times producer and guitar player Daniel Schmuck is efficient.
Yeah. So yeah, we decided to keep like the record kind of in the family. We had some other names in mind when it came to producing and recording the record, but we really wanted to show like to show the potential of our friends. And Slade did a great job on Encase in Ice for our demo, and so we wanted to bring him on and have him do what he knew and what his experience showed. So we had him engineer the record. He tracked the whole record. Daniel Schmuck, he is the producer for End Times. He's also recorded Creeping Death, and he's also recorded Power Trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was also one of our original guitar players. He played our first show with Nick Rott and Blood Incantation with us on second guitar. He's also in our other band, End Times, and yeah, he's done some amazing work for our city, and so we decided to bring him on as our producer. So he edited, did all the edits, did all the mixing, and then afterwards we sent it to Jack Control from Enormous Door in Austin, who's done some like incredibly legendary punk and metal bands,
mm-hmm.
For mastering. So
okay. Yeah. Ok, effectivement, donc l'album a été enregistré par ingénieur du son Slade Williams, notamment, qui a fait beaucoup de choses, notamment dans la scène punk et metal, et le guitariste et producteur notamment du groupe End Times, Daniel Schmuck, qui a travaillé aussi avec beaucoup de monde, notamment Power Trip, effectivement. Oui, ça a été très efficace, ils sont très heureux en tout cas de rapport, tout ça. Il y a eu une bonne symbiose et une bonne ambiance. Oui, ils ont tout bien fait, effectivement. Et l'album, il sortira donc le 8 janvier prochain. Il s'appellera Crypt of Ice. Voici le track listing. Ça ouvrira donc avec Crypt of Ice, en deuxième Arctic Strange Horse, Stranglehold, en 3, Hand of Vengeance, en 4, Breath of Death, en 5, Merciless, en 6, Encased in Ice, en 7, Beat to Dust, en 8, Twist the Knife, en 9, Faceless Enemy, et en 10, Gravedigger. Voici le line-up, en vocals, Chuck Green notamment, guitare, Michael Monday, en bass, Samantha Mobley, à la batterie, Matt Denard, et à la guitare, Chris Bonner, en tout cas. Donc, je vous dis, hein, l'album arrivera le 8 janvier prochain, ça va être, ça, à mon avis, c'est quelque chose, quoi. Ça va être très, très froid et dès le départ, quoi. And I also noticed, that the voice is mixed at the front, not covering the guitars and bass in the sound. Everything is perfectly balanced. It's a very good idea.
Yeah, we really wanted to, it was weird, man, because we had like an older school, like kind of lo-fi sound for the demo, and we were happy with it, but at the same time, we felt like it could be more powerful. So we really wanted to make sure all the instruments in this were clear, but the same level, so that you wouldn't hear one thing over another. So it still gives that blended sound like a lot of the old school bands had back in the day on analog. You couldn't just like, I don't know, it just blended everything better and just sounded heavier and created more of that old school vibe. So we tried to find the best of both worlds, make it new school, higher definition, more dynamic, but keep it like dirty at the same time and heavy.
Ouais, effectivement, j'ai noté, hein, notamment dans la voix qui est très en avant, mais qui ne couvre pas la guitare et qui ne couvre pas du tout la basse. Ça, c'était très important, notamment. C'était une très très bonne idée, notamment concernant cet équilibre. Oui, il est d'accord, effectivement. Ils ont fait l'enregistrement, donc notamment avec les deux personnes, avec Sled Williams et notamment et Daniel Schmuck. Comme je vous l'ai dit, hein, ils sont arrangés pour pas qu'il y ait notamment comme ça de couverture. C'était juste au top. Et puis voilà, la musique, elle est bonne. C'est assez heavy. C'est ça déchire, quoi, comme on dit, quoi. And there are a lot of tempo changes in your track. This is the mark of the great death metal bands.
Yeah, tempo is like probably like our favorite thing to play with. It's our favorite thing to play with. And basically, like, what happens is if a tempo stays the same for too long, we want to switch it up. So we like changing things up, and we like keeping people on their feet. And, you know, just about every one of our songs has a part where a tempo changes out and just catches you completely by surprise. And I think that's probably one of the special things about our record.
Ouais, effectivement, il y a beaucoup de choses dans cet album. Il y a notamment dans les titres, hein, il y a beaucoup de tempo. Ça, c'est la marque, c'est l'empreinte notamment des grands groupes de death metal où à chaque fois il se passe quelque chose au niveau des guitares, batteries, tout ça. Donc il y a des grooves, il y a du changement de tempo, tout ça. Ça, c'est très très important et c'est ça la marque, effectivement, quoi. And there is a big groove on the track Merciless. I feel like banging my head against the wall.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's also one of the first songs that we wrote, and at the end, you know, it's one of those back slower.
Okay. So. Ouais, effectivement, il y a un super titre comme ça, Marcellès, qui est très groovy, notamment, ça donne envie de se cogner la tête contre le mur, ouais, il déborderait, effectivement, ouais, effectivement. And you offer two clip videos available on your social networks, Crypt of Ice and Encased in Ice.
We have Crypt of Ice and Encased in Ice, and you know, it's confused a couple of people because they're similar names. And Crypt of Ice is sort of it's a follow up to Encased in Ice. And the reason why we put those three songs on the LP is because in wanting to do them justice, you know, we felt like we needed to show more of the direction that we were wanting to go. When we just put out those demo songs, because we had more material, we had more of an idea, and we felt like we couldn't continue it on the demo because we could only put out a few songs. So we decided to take all of that, and instead of being Encased in Ice, this is your crypt.
Okay.
So,
Ok, effectivement, deux clips vidéo notamment sont disponibles concernant ce nouvel album qui sortira donc, je rappelle, le 8 janvier, Crypt of Ice. Il y a Crypt of Ice, donc le signe, premier titre. Ensuite, il y a Inkazy Nice, notamment deux clips vidéo disponibles sur les sociaux, réseaux sociaux du groupe, notamment YouTube et la page Facebook du groupe. Je vous invite à aller voir ça. C'est pas mal du tout pour les gros fans de death metal. Ce groupe est vous et pour vous en tout cas. And I have a very good question for you next. How do we read your logo?
I mean, to me, it's pretty readable.
Really?
I mean, to me, compared to like, you know, Sanguisugabog and a band that's we're good friends with, and like Blood Incantation, I feel like you can read it. You just kind of gotta, if you're not used to death metal logos like that, you kind of have to take a second, but. You know, once you really look at it, you can read it. But yeah, man, it says Frozen Soul on there. There's just a bunch of icy drips, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Effectivement, si vous regardez le logo, comme il le dit, ça peut ressembler à des morceaux de branches d'arbres, etc. Quoi. Mais non, en fait, c'est le logo. Il arrive à le lire. Pour moi, j'y arrive pas du tout. Quoi. J'ai dû regarder à 10 fois pour savoir qu'est-ce que ça voulait dire. Mais non, effectivement, le logo est assez marrant. Quoi. En fait, c'est vraiment du death metal pur et dur. Effectivement, non, pour lui, c'est réalisable, c'est lisable. Quoi. And your artwork is very successful because it reminds me Game of Thrones sometimes or Lord of the Rings the part two.
You know, it's funny, like our music doesn't have anything to do with either one of those things, but I love personally both of those things, so okay. I mean that whole like, you know, that whole, you know, the whole battle theme and victory and overcoming darkness and stuff, like mm-hmm. I guess those themes do find their way into our music because we do, our songs are rather vengeful and do have a lot to do with overcoming obstacles and, you know, showing certain people who have done things that they shouldn't have done the justice they, you know, that they deserve, and you know, so I would say, like, you know, that it's not too far off, you know, to have, you know, to associate those shows and movies with like our band.
Ouais, effectivement, donc notamment concernant l'artwork, ouais, ça peut rappeler une scène dans Game of Thrones notamment, ou alors dans Lord of the Rings, hein, la partie 2. Ouais, lui il adore toutes ces histoires, en tout cas c'est tous ces phénomènes héroïques, fantaisistes, etc. C'est vraiment son truc, donc effectivement ça lui fait plaisir quand on lui raconte, enfin quand on lui dit un petit peu près qu'il y a un rapport, quoi. C'est cool. I hope after that all this pandemic story, we will see you in Europe. Maybe in some good festival or in Hellfest, something like that in France.
Man, I mean, I think, you know, eventually things are going to go back to a better place, and I for sure know that when that happens, we will absolutely be over there. I cannot personally. I mean, personally, I cannot wait to be in Europe. I've never been.
Okay.
Most of us have never been. It's been a dream since we were kids to, you know, travel and see other places around the world, you know, places where we've met friends on the internet and stuff who, mm-hmm. you know, who live in France and Germany and, you know, Sweden and all these awesome places. And so it would be totally sick to come out there. And I think us and working with Century Media and stuff, that will absolutely be a reality once things, get a little bit back to normal.
Ouais, effectivement. Donc, on espère aussi, après toutes ces histoires de pandémie, qu'on pourra peut-être voir le groupe, notamment en Europe, concernant sur quelques festivals, etc. Ouais, il rêve, en tout cas, depuis qu'il est jeune, de venir en Europe, comme ça. Il a pas encore mis les pieds, mais bon, peut-être qu'un jour, il viendra, pour y jouer, en tout cas, s'y produire. Ça serait super cool. Donc, oui, effectivement, bon groupe de death metal. Et ça, c'est parfait pour le Hellfest, en tout cas. Voilà le message. C'est vraiment parfait pour le Hellfest. Et puis, notamment, un bon groupe comme ça de death metal, c'est juste cool, quoi. Chad, are you Dallas 1 p.m. or Cowboy from Hell?
Okay, say that one more time.
Yeah, I said, are you Dallas 1 p.m. from Saxon or Cowboys from Hell from Pantera?
Oh, man, come on. How are you going to give me that question, dude? I don't know, man. I am 100% like grew up, you know, a straight up cowboy from hell.
Okay.
So I gotta go with that, dude, because I mean, I'm from Fort Worth, Texas, you know. Like Pantera, I grew up on Pantera, so not that I don't love Saxon, dude. Saxon is amazing. And the hardest band ever, but yeah, man, I gotta go with the hometown heroes.
Ouais, effectivement. Donc, était-il Dallas 1PM ou Coming From Hell, comme il le dit? Alors oui, par ses origines, il est Coming From Hell parce qu'il est texan. Et, notamment, et puis Pantera, voilà, c'était le groupe de la région, effectivement. C'est le groupe que tout le monde aimait. Ça, il a bien raison. Et Dallas 1PM, Saxon, parce que c'est des légendes, effectivement, quoi. Just before the end, please. Do you have a message for the audience tonight, please, Chad?
You know, I guess my message would be, you know, stay strong through all this, stay healthy, take care of one another. If you're in a band, you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. We're going to get to play shows again. We're going to get to tour again. We're going to get to have, you know, beers together again. And, you know, just stay strong and, you know, try not to jump into playing shows too soon, because we want to take care of everyone's health. And, you know, most importantly, listen to fucking death metal.
Okay, death metal. Chad Green est avec nous en direct ce soir depuis Dallas, les États-Unis, sur 213 Rock, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Je rappelle que l'album Crypt of Ice verra le jour où sera disponible, notamment le 8 janvier prochain. Frozen Soul sur 213 Rock. Continuons en musique. Donc Frozen Soul, voici le single Encased in Ice. C'est sur 213 Rock, c'est sur Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Montiel. Hell Yeah sur la Web Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, Frozen Soul, Ikez in Ice notamment. L'album Crit of Ice sortira le 8 janvier prochain. Ouais, sympa le Chad Gray en tout cas. Podcast après l'émission notamment. Continuons en musique avec Entombed, le Revolving Flesh de 113 Rock.